Quick. What's the name of Jesus' mother? What's the name of Moses' mother? What do the words Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam mean? And where do they come from? What do the words Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad mean? And where do they come from? What does the word Israel, Yisrael, mean? And what does it tell us about God and Judaism? What are the most important differences between Judaism and Christianity? What does Judaism teach about God, about the afterlife? What is Jewish mysticism, and how can I become a more spiritual Jew? Why do bad things happen to good people? And perhaps even more annoyingly, why do good things happen to bad people? Does being a Reformed Jew mean we don't have to do anything? If so, what's the point of being a Jew at all? What's the reason for anti-Semitism? Why be Jewish at all? Isn't it good enough to be a good person? Do you know your Hebrew name? Would you recognize it if you saw it in Hebrew? Can you read Hebrew? How can you help make sure that your grandchildren and their children will be Jewish? If you had trouble with some of these questions, don't worry, you're not alone. To quote Eric Yofi, former president of the Union for Reformed Judaism, ours is a uniquely ignorant generation, a generation truly without precedent in all of Jewish history. And the great irony of our ignorance, of course, is that we are simultaneously the best educated generation of Jews that have ever lived. Wonderfully educated in the ways of the world, we are abysmally ignorant in the ways of our people. Jerry Falwell, of fundamentalist Christian fame, once said that he has never been able to convert a knowledgeable Jew. So how can we become more knowledgeable Jews? Most of us have studied no more Judaism than a few hours a week as children. We have the equivalent of maybe a first or second grade Jewish education. No wonder we think of Judaism and even broader religion as childish. It's what children do. No wonder so many of us have lost the kind of deep attachment with Judaism that our parents and grandparents had. We literally don't know what we're losing. We literally don't know what we're missing. We admire the great churches of Europe, their great art, the wonderful religious music composed. Judaism put its energy not into art, architecture, or music, but into ideas. The good news is that you don't have to travel halfway around the world to encounter the beauty of our tradition. The bad news is that you have to be actively engaged in Jewish study. It takes more than just looking or listening. My goal is not to make you feel guilty. Well, maybe a little guilty. After all, it is Yom Kippur and I am a rabbi. My goal is to motivate you to continue your Jewish learning. Judaism has a reason and a purpose and a message, but in the words of one Jewish thinker, Jews are messengers who have forgotten their message. I would guess that all of us in this room are committed to Jewish survival, but we might have a difficult time explaining why that survival is so important. You are here this morning, a self-selected bunch who are willing to spend a beautiful Saturday in the synagogue. Good for you. I want to invite you to take some additional time to explore our incredible tradition. I myself was fortunate to have experienced what I love to call adult onset Judaism. That is, I was born a Jew, but I really didn't have any sense of what being a Jew meant until I became an adult. I'd like to proceed by following the example of that great institution of Jewish love, Costco, and give you a free sample of what I mean. So now, if you have the study sheets, you can follow along. The study sheets are a learner's guide to blessing. Every blessing opens with the word Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. You've heard these words before, yes? This sounds familiar? These words do not appear in the Bible. These words are only in the Talmud. And I always think it's important to underline the fact that we here are not biblical Jews. Many people will say, well, Jews are the religion of the Old Testament, Christians are the religion of the New Testament. If our religion was what Christians call the Old Testament, we would need to sacrifice animals on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We, for the last 1900 years, are practicers of Rabbinic Judaism, the religion of the Talmud. The words Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam are God's area code. If I say 1805, most of us would say, oh, well, I know what that means. Somebody's calling our area. If a Jew says Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, God stops, says, excuse me. I don't know who he was talking to. She was talking to. A Jew is praying. A Jew is saying a baracha. Word by word analysis, but I could do a sermon on each of the words. Baruch means blessed. Some scholars think it's from the word, the Hebrew word for knee, berech, because we bend our knees in many blessings. Or even pool, berecha, because saying a blessing is like jumping into a pool of water. It opens our senses and makes us more focused. Atah. Atah may be the most spiritual word in the entire bracha system. The Hebrew word atah means you. We say, blessed are you. Once we say the word you, we bring ourselves into the presence of God. Adonai. We don't know what God's name is or how to pronounce it. In the text, it's spelled Yud Heh Vav Heh. The name is so holy that when we come to the word in the text, we say another word, Adonai, which literally means my Lord. But the Yud Heh Vav Heh is a name like Sam or Fred. We address God by the particular name that God has given to us. Eloheinu. Eloheinu is Adonai's job. Adonai's job is to be God of us, not just the Jews, but the entire world. Melech ha'olam. Melech, literally king, ha'olam of everything. God is not just our God, but God of the entire universe. So I want to look at the structure of the blessings, and because they fall into two categories. One is a, what I like to call a thanks for the good stuff blessing. When you get a gift, it's important to acknowledge it. So we say a blessing to thank God for good stuff. Those are things like 3, 4, and 5, bread, food, and wine. And we'll see even some others. So they open with the usual blessing, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, and then state the thing that we're thanking God for. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, for bringing forth bread from the earth. Berei pri hagafen, a creator of the fruit of the vine. There's a blessing for every other kind of bread, by the way. If you have I shouldn't talk about food. If you have a glass of water, shot of whiskey, a piece of steak, it's everything else is shehakol nihiyeh bidvaro, that everything was created by his word. We even have a blessing for natural phenomenon. You see something beautiful. Let's talk more about this. It's number 6. Osei ma'aseh v'reishit. And then there are blessings for mitzvot. When we do a mitzvah, we need to say a blessing because we need to affirm to God and ourselves that we're doing this for the sake of the mitzvah. You light candles on a Friday night. How does God know? How does you know? How do you know that you're doing this for the sake of the mitzvah? You want to get your frequent mitzvah miles. Just like when you go on an aircraft, if you want to get your mileage, you got to give them the number. You want to get your frequent mitzvah points, you got to say the blessing. So the blessing for a mitzvah continues with the words, and they're in item number 2, the usual opening, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, and then Asher Kidshanu, who has made us holy. You see the word kadosh, kiddush, kaddish, and Kidshanu, the new ending means us. B'mitzvotav, with his mitzvot. Sorry, Hebrew is a gendered language. I'm now going to translate it literally. With God's mitzvot, vitzivanu, and commands us to. And then we state the thing we've been commanded to do. So on number 8, if we're lighting Shabbat candles, it's lahadlik ner shel Shabbat, or Hanukkah candles for shel Hanukkah. For studying Jewish text, it's lasok b'divrei Torah, for occupying ourselves with Torah. For putting on a talit, it's lehita teif batzitzi. So that's the basic structure of blessings. So why blessings? Blessings are a spotlight. They stop time. They highlight functions. They make us aware of God's role in the blessing and in everyday life. And they bring holiness to our daily living. They remind us that we've been given a gift, and a gift requires an acknowledgement, both this little thank you card and the blessing, and also what God really wants us to do is to share our blessings with others. Gratitude is the secret to happiness. I'll say this again, it's really important. You want to be happy? Gratitude is the secret to happiness. The other thing that blessings do is they make you stop and realize you've just been given a gift. That's why I underlined this blessing that we read earlier that we read after going to the bathroom. And just to show off, I'm going to say it real fast. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam asher yatzar etnam b'chokhma uvaravo nekevim nekevim chalulim chalulim galui v'yadui lifnei kisei kavodecha she'im evatech echad mehem o yisatem echad mehem ei efshar lehitkayem v'la'amod lefenecha baruch atah Adonai v'rochei kol basar u'maflit la'asot. Now you understand why we say it after going to the bathroom. And I mentioned the translation in the text is a little nice. The text itself of that blessing is pretty graphic. I think I may have spoken about this on Rosh Hashanah. It speaks about how, from time to time, certain parts of our body need to be open, and most of the other parts of our body need to be closed most of the time. If you've ever had trouble with the plumbing, and I don't mean the porcelain and cast iron kind, I mean your kishkes, and then you're okay, you know what a tremendous feeling of gratitude it is for any illness when you are finally okay. Everybody in this room has had some kind of illness. And then you're okay and it is a blessing. And you feel terrific and you are happy. Well, what the blessing system is to try and get you to stop and recapture that feeling. In this case, every time you use the facilities. The blessings also begin the cycle. Talk spiritual, think spiritual, act spiritual, people think you're spiritual, and you actually become spiritual. I want to go over one that changed my life. It's number 6, a witness to natural phenomena. I heard a talk like this from Rabbi Richard Levy, and he spoke about blessings. And his handout sheet wasn't as nicely typed as mine, I will say. My Hebrew was nil at that point. I could not learn, because I've only given you, what do I have, like 7 or 8 blessings here. There are scores of different blessings. On seeing a particularly beautiful woman or man, on seeing a particularly ugly person, on seeing an old synagogue, a synagogue that was destroyed and restored, fragrances, thunder, lightning, rainbows, there's lots and lots of blessings, and they're all in Hebrew. And I knew I was not going to remember all of them. So I vowed and resolved to learn this one on number 6. So let's just say it together. You have the transliteration together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam osei ma'asei reshit. We're praising and thanking God, literally the one who makes the work of creation. This is a blessing you say when you see sights of great natural beauty. And so I said, well, everything in the earth is natural in some sense, even if people made it. God made people. So I resolved to start saying this blessing, mostly when in nature, but also just seeing beautiful things. And as I said it, and the key was to say it out loud. As I said it, I realized that I had rewired my brain. At the end of the day, when I went to sleep, I had the sense that my day had been filled with blessings. Rather than just the same old, same old, it was, wow, what a day. And so it made me more grateful, more spiritual, definitely made me happy. If you can't manage the Hebrew, just say thank you, God. Okay, after the free sample, you have to listen to the pitch. I have good news. No, it's all good news. You have a virtually unlimited source of material from which to study. When I was a boy, we didn't have the internet. We had a look in a thing. It was called a book. Now you have the entire world's information, and you literally carry it around with you. There is no question that is beyond your ability to ask that will be answered. The problem is every idiot can set up a website. I know this for a fact because I have set up my own website. It's not that difficult to do. It's a bit of a ride, but there's also a wonderful institution called the American Jewish University, which offers a wonderful array of adult education programs. And there are opportunities for study at other local temples in Ventura, in Santa Barbara, in Thousand Oaks, and not a small set of opportunities here in Ojai. In services, as those of you who come regularly know, I am always teaching during services. The word rabbi means my teacher. Most importantly, I want to say again that we have a Jewish literacy class. We've had the first three sessions, which were general introduction, but now for the next roughly 15 Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock here at JCO, beginning this coming Wednesday, we will have a Jewish literacy class. And there's information about that class on the temple's website, in this Federation handout that we have on my website. And you don't have to come to every class, just drop in. And I know many of you in this room have been coming. We're meeting in the social hall, and I hope you will enjoy it. As I mentioned earlier, on Friday, October 13th, we are having a Simcha Torah program at Temple Beth Torah. Dinner starts at 5:30, and reservations are required. It's very inexpensive. And the program at 6:30. Again, more information in this document than the Kehillah. And on just a little more than a week after that, on Sunday, October 22nd, we are having really, the world's expert on the afterlife in Judaism, Simcha Raphael, will be speaking here on Sunday, October 22nd at 2 o'clock. And then there's another dinner program at Temple Beth Torah at 5:30, followed by another talk. The talk at Temple Beth Torah is going to be more one of storytelling than sort of just information. So both programs will be wonderful. And of course, I'm planning a trip to Israel in the next year. Most of you here are members of the Jewish community of Ojai. Membership in a synagogue is not like joining a country club or a 24-hour fitness center. It's not simply fees for specific services provided. It's our obligation to support our Jewish institutions, not because we have a specific need for a specific service, but because we must ensure that they will be there for all Jews now and in the future. Others sacrificed so that you could grow up as Jews, and we need you to do the same for future generations. This does not mean you're not allowed to take advantage of what you're paying for. Some of our members are like diners who have paid for an expensive Sunday all-you-can-eat brunch, but only nibble on a thing or two. As your mother told you, you may not like everything on your JCO plate, but you really should try it all. Enough about talking about brunches. What time is it? I wish you all a tzom kal, an easy fast for the remainder of this Yom Kippur day. But I also wish you an end to what may be a virtual fast, or at least a very low-calorie diet in your intellectual and spiritual lives. We have a discussion group this afternoon. We have a children's service, family service at 1:30, discussion group at 2:30, healing service at 4:30, Yisker at 5, and Nila. Find out what the verdict is. We're on trial for our lives at 6. Bring your questions, and we'll have a wonderful time discussing it. Come, taste a little, try it. I promise you'll love it. And by the way, the name of Moses' mother was Yocheved. We will be continuing.